As the bird flu virus continues to show up in poultry in Western Europe, some in the United Kingdom assume the virus will arrive on their shores. And one man in London isn't taking any chances.
My name's Derek Coyle. I'm the Yeoman Raven Master at Her Majesty's Tower of London.
Yeoman Raven Master Derek Coyle has been taking care of the ravens at the Tower of London for 22 years now. And to protect them from the H5N1 flu virus, he's taken them inside.
We've got six ravens here. The names are Thor and Moonin, Gwillem and Hugin, Branwen and Baldric.
I imagine that these ravens are feel like a bit like part of your family at this point.
Yeah, they are. They're all my pets. That's how I treat them.
Now, if I had come to the Tower of London, say, 2 weeks ago, where would I have seen these ravens?
You would have seen the ravens in the inner ward. Wherever they decide to go, they'd be hopping round on Tower Green or by the steps of the White Tower or on one of the lower greens. It could be anywhere.
But I understand their wings are clipped, so they can't go too far.
Yeah, we don't clip the wings. We trim one wing just slightly. I must stress that the trimming of the wing doesn't harm or distress the birds in any way. All we do is trim the lifting feather. It's rather like the flaps on an aeroplane. It just prevents them from lifting and soaring.
How have they been reacting, as far as you can tell, to being moved inside because of this threat of bird flu?
Ravens are very intelligent birds. At the moment, they're eating very well. Thor, the raven that talks, has been talking back to me, so I know they're in good condition.
What's Thor saying?
He'll say to me every time I go in the big area where they are, he'll say good morning, he'll say hello. When I feed him, I'll say that's for you, Thor, and very occasionally he'll say that's for me. He distinguishes between you and me. That shows you how intelligent he is.
And Thor hasn't said, excuse me, Mr. Coyle, what am I doing inside?
Not yet. I think he might be working on it, though.
You think so? He has that look in his eye?
He's got that little cock on his head, yes.
Could you tell? Were they at all traumatized by being taken from outside and put inside?
I must admit, for the first day, they were a little bit uncertain. But since then, they're eating well, feeding well, so there's no problem.
What are they eating?
The normal diet, which is fresh meat, biscuits soaked in blood, vitamin tablets. But I must admit, I have been giving them a little tidbit like chopped apple, grapes and boiled eggs.
Oh, really? Just to sweeten the deal a little bit?
Yeah.
Well, how long do you figure you'll need to keep them inside?
I don't really know. Let's face it, avian flu is not even in the country yet, although it is in France. But once it does reach here, and I would think it is inevitable that it will, I'll be then bound by the rules that DEFRA, the Department of Environmental Affairs, puts out. They will tell me when the birds can be re-released.
So you'd be waiting on that word? It could be some time.
Yeah, if it gets to about July, I'll start getting slightly worried.
You know, there's more at stake here than just avian flu, I suppose. There's some mythology involved.
Well, yeah, the legend is that if all the ravens ever leave, the Great White Tower in the centre will crumble and fall, and along with it will fall the country and the monarchy, and that is partly why I've brought them in.
Wouldn't want that on your shoulders.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't like to be the raven master who loses all the ravens.
You'd have a place in the history books.
I certainly would, notorious as well.
Well, Derek Coyle, thanks for talking to us, and best of luck with your birds.
Yeah, thanks for your concern.
Derek Coyle is the Yeoman Raven Master at the Tower of London. We asked to speak to Thor, the talking raven, but we were told he and all the other ravens are in quarantine and they aren't doing any interviews. We were able to find this recording of an interview Thor did with Derek Coyle last month that aired on the BBC.
Come on, then.
Come on, then.
Come on, then.
Come on, then.
Good boy.